You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As the B20 wrapped up today, we're going to be reflecting on some of the important conversations and themes that were part of this year's discussion. We're also going to be seeing if we can get a sense of what potentially lies ahead of the G20 leaders meeting that will take place over this weekend. We're going to kick off our reflections with a conversation with the Vice President for Africa at the International Finance Corporation that is a part of the World Bank. Of course, I'm referring to Ethiopis Tafare. He joins me on the line now to get a sense of the conversations that were taking place over the last 2 days. Mr. Tafare, thank you so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on our show. Inclusive growth has been a theme in this year's G20, B20, and in the G20 presidency of South Africa over the course of the year. From an International Finance Corporation perspective and from a World Bank perspective, how do we define inclusive growth?
Well, we define inclusive growth as growth that actually takes into account the need for job creation, particularly if you look at the youth demographic, and I'm particularly focused on the youth demographic in Africa. As you know, about 70% of the population is under the age of 30, 50% under the age of 15. And it's a fantastic demographic dividend, but we need to take into account for it to truly be a dividend, we have to make sure we're creating jobs for all this youth. So we're laser focused on job creation under our mandate. That is one of the principal ways in which we're defining inclusion.
Mr. Tafare, you mentioned that the part of inclusive growth and part of the development that needs to take place on the continent is centered around small and medium-sized enterprises. I know this because I attended your opening ceremony yesterday and I listened to the conversations that you had throughout the day. I want to get a sense of the role of smaller businesses on the African continent and, more importantly, how they form a catalyst towards overall growth and inclusive growth.
So, you're absolutely right to point out that 80 to 90% of jobs in any economy are created by small and medium-sized enterprises. So supporting them is key to job creation. The challenge is that many of them struggle to get financing. So we're very much focused on making sure that we figure out ways to get these small and medium-sized enterprises financed. There's a vast shortage of financing for these entities, and we're working both with the SMEs themselves as well as with financial institutions and other providers of credit to make sure that these SMEs are getting the financing needed for job creation. Part of the effort is really about preparing them for financing. So many SMEs run themselves in ways that make it challenging for financial institutions and others to see them as creditworthy. So we're training them in the running of the businesses, but then we're also working with financial institutions to encourage them to lend to SMEs and providing them with guarantees against their lending to these SMEs as a way to be sure that SMEs, given their job creation role, are able to get financing to run their businesses.
Mr. Tafare, do you think a part of the responsibility lies within rethinking the financing models that exist out there? As a continent as young as Africa is and as historically underdeveloped relative to its other continental peers, one would argue then that the expertise and the standards upon which other international organizations measure financing should be adjusted to ensure that we create more inclusive financing structures.
What would agree with you 100%. What we have found is that financial institutions are not necessarily the best channel through which to get credit to SMEs, in large part because they are very much focused on credit assessments that are based on assets, and many of these SMEs don't have assets. So we're looking at working with other entities that take what I call a behavior-based approach to assessing creditworthiness, looking at these companies and how they actually behave, how they're viewed in their communities, and on that basis, extending credit. That means working with institutions that are not your traditional financial institutions, but it also means we're leaning into technology. We're finding that there are models, technological models, you can use and you can apply to better assess creditworthiness, moving away from the asset-based approach that financial institutions stake. So we're doing both. We're working with traditional financial institutions because they do reach some SMEs, but we're working through other channels to get to those that are not historically benefiting from credit being extended by banks.
Mr. Tafaro, before I let you go, I want to get a sense of the role that an organization like the International Finance Corporation plays on the global stage. It cannot be overstated enough that organizations like the World Bank, like the IFC, form critical parts of development financing and facilitating relationships between countries that might lack financing and perhaps countries that might have a need to get involved more in the development of other countries. How do you see the IFC forming part of this beyond just the G20, beyond just these sorts of gatherings?
You've perfectly described the role that we play. We play a role both in terms of developing local private sectors. So we find companies and enterprises in local markets that serve a purpose, that solve a problem, and figure out how to finance them through either debt or through equity. But we also play a critical role in attracting investors on a cross-border basis who on their own might not be prepared to invest in another economy, but in partnership with us are prepared to do so because they know we have experience on the ground, because they know the countries in which they're investing are shareholders of ours. So we play a very important role of mobilizing capital and mobilizing investors on a cross-border basis so that, as you say, countries can benefit from what others elsewhere may be able to bring to the country in terms of private sector development.
Driving inclusive growth and using financial means as a catalyst towards achieving that is the goal of the International Finance Corporation and partly what we aim to achieve with events and summits like the G20. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Vice President for Africa at the International Finance Corporation, Iftios Tafaro, for joining us to take a look at financing on the African continent.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.